This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is a classic from our former host, Christian Sager. This is one that's near and dear to a few of my coworkers in our aggressively open office space. Why do some noises drive me crazy?
Hey, Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager. Do you want to strangle people who chew with their mouth open? Does the sound of slurping noodles drive you mad? What about chewing gum, heavy breathing, frequent sighing, or chronic snoring? Does the sound of flatware dragging and clinking across a plate fill you with unending rage? If so, you might just have misophonia. And you're not alone. But what is it? There are still a lot of questions about this relatively new diagnosis, but we know that some sounds drive certain people acutely bonkers. And I am not talking about slight annoyances or just getting irritated. I'm talking about having certain sounds trigger powerful and intense feelings ranging from panic and anxiety to anger and, yes, even arousal. If ordinary irritation would be a 3 on a 1 to 10 scale, then this stuff is more of a 12, or if you ask someone with misophonia, a 2 million. The list of trigger sounds goes on. Plosive P's, like the sounds of pop, kiss noises, plastic bags, and even pouring water can all make misophonia sufferers furious. So what exactly is going on here? The term misophonia means hatred of sounds, and it was made by two neuroscientists, Powell and Margaret Jasterboff. Most experts believe that misophonia is a neurological problem rather than a problem with an individual's hearing system. In 2013, Dr. Judith Krauthammer argued that the problem could be traced back to areas of the brain called the insular cortex and the anterior cingulated cortex. A dysfunctional assessment of neural signals in the brain triggers this intense discomfort. Interestingly enough, these areas are also hubs for processing anger, pain, and sensory information. There are competing views of the causes of misophonia. Age R. Moeller believes that the dysfunction is in the central nervous system, that it's hardwired in people, and is a physiological abnormality rather than an auditory disorder. Powell Jasterboff believes that people can't be born with misophonia, but that there might be a genetic factor in the mix. Currently, experts think it develops in late childhood and early adolescence and worsens over time. Misophonia is also often confused with other ailments such as OCD, phobic disorders, or hyperacusis. People with hyperacusis are overly sensitive to certain frequencies or ranges of sound. However, if you have misophonia, the volume of your trigger sound probably doesn't matter. Misophonia can develop from a range of possible factors, and patients with other audio disorders can also develop the condition. According to audiologist Miriam Westcott, tinnitus sufferers can also develop misophonia over time. Westcott argues that some causes for misophonia may include an obsession with sounds that irritated or scared you in childhood, pointing to a possible psychological factor. So, all right, if we put all of this together, then it seems that experts agree on a few things. One, people with misophonia aren't just cranky jerks. They have no control over their reaction. Two, misophonia develops over time. And three, it may likely be caused by multiple factors. And there's a little bad news. At this point, there's no universally recognized and effective treatment for misophonia. So, if the sound of snoring, smacking, and other mouth noises turns you into a monster, then you'll be glad to know that research on misophonia continues as I'm speaking to you. Organizations in the United Kingdom have launched Misophonia Monday to raise awareness for this condition.
Today's episode was written by Ben Bolin and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Plus, for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.